Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to show you a lot of slides, and it's not a lot of mathematics. This polynomiography is a combination of the word polynomial and the suffix graphy. So there'll be a lot of visual images here. Once there was nothing, not even time. But 13.7 billion years ago, it seems that this nothing became everything. When a tiny dot of infinite density spontaneously expanded at a phenomenal rate, giving birth to the universe, including time. This is from Kaku, the theoretical physicist. The Big Bang, of course. What is polynomiography? It's a game of hide and seek with a bunch of dots on a painting canvas. We hide the dots and then try to search for them. And in doing so, we paint. We hide the dots with a polynomial equation, which is simply an algebraic description of the location of the points. We then search for the dots using mathematical algorithms. There are endless possibilities to explore. There are endless images and discoveries waiting to be unveiled. It's just a game of hide and seek, solving polynomial equations. Polynomiography is a blending of art, math, and science, a vehicle to attract kids to math and science, a medium for all K-12 students and teachers, and a medium for art, math, science, fun, and games. A sort of analogy between polynomiography and photography is that in photography we have a photographer, camera and lenses, the subject matter, we use a personal creativity, and we create a photograph. In polynomiography, the polynomiographer, which could be anybody, software algorithms are like the lenses, and a polynomial equation is what we capture an image of. We use our own personal creativity and we create a polynomial graph. Questions and answers. Do I have to be a mathematician? No. But you should be warned that you could get addicted to it. Is there an age limit playing this game? Yes, between 5 and 125. So let's play a game. Take two dots. We hide it with an equation, x squared minus 2. And then we try to find what is the solution to that. What is the square root of 2? In order to solve square root of 2, you have to hide it behind an equation and then try to solve it. This is what we are doing. This is a polynomial graph of this equation. This is another polynomial graph of the same equation. Let's play it again with 3 points. Polynomial equation corresponding to that is x cubed minus 1 equal to 0. You can get this image. It's a familiar image. It's even appeared on the cover of books. It's a polynomial graph of the equation x cubed minus 1 equal to 0. Can we create other images from this equation? The answer is yes, many more. Many, many more. At one point, I'm going to try to write an article that I haven't started it yet, but I know this title. It's called My Obsessions with X Cubed Minus 1. And you can really go on doing a lot, so much work just on this one single equation. This is a visualization of that, of Z cubed minus 1. It's really some mathematical theory behind it. It's on YouTube. You should watch it. I'm not going to take time to play it for you. It's called The Rise of Polynomials. Polynomial equation, what is it? Is a linear combination of integral powers of a variable. I should have said that I'm assuming that some of us in this room know very little about polynomials, but I know, of course, this is not the case. because we have mathematicians, we have very sophisticated people. So this is a general equation of a polynomial, and these are some examples. We know that the root of a polynomial, or a zero, is a solution to that polynomial equation. This is a very significant point, that the zeros of a polynomial have a dual nature. It's a number, and it's also a point in the plane. A number and a point. History of polynomials in a flash. A point in the plane has coordinates, east-west, north-south. Example is this. A point is also a complex number, where I is square root of minus 1. So we write a comma b as a plus I times b. We can do arithmetic operations on ordinary numbers. We can do arithmetic operations on complex numbers. We can do arithmetic operations on points. So with points on the plane, we can perform arithmetic operations. We can add them, we can multiply them, subtract them. And these discoveries have taken a few centuries, though they look very simple at the moment. So here is a bunch of points. We have a coordinate system, and we can hide it via this single equation. The points, the equation. Fundamental theorem of algebra says the number of roots is equal to the degree of the polynomial with possible multiplicity. Example, 5z cubed minus 4z cubed, 5z to the 17, etc., has 17 roots. Z cubed minus 1 has 3 roots. And we know that a lot of high power mathematicians have looked at this problem in the past. Who of mathematicians? Omar Khayyam, Newton, Gauss, Galois, etc. And in fact, it has even inspired the study of Newton's method in the complex plane, and more general rational functions by Fatou and Julia, whose work inspired Mandelbrot, who in turn defined the famous term fractal. We know how to solve linear equations. We know how to solve quadratic equations. Cubic and fourth degree, not too many of us remember the formula. And degree 5 or higher, there is no general formula. And even really, the quadratic formula, from a practical point of view, is not helpful at all. Is this a nice polynomial? Question? Is it nice, Gunther? Well, this is a visualization of that formula. It's on the cover of my book. Newton's method is a machinery for computing the roots, z minus p of z over p prime of z. And we just feed this, start with an input and feed it to this machine until we get in the hope of getting a fixed point. A point so that Newton's method n of theta will give you theta back. As an example, if you apply it for square root of 2, approximation of square root of 2, if you input 2, Newton's machine gives you 1.5, and if you input 1.5, you get 1.416. But we can start inputting complex numbers as well, something like 1 plus 2i. And if you do that, you get another complex number. So we can just, with the same ease, move on to complex numbers. Take an object, do something with it, then do something else. This is what saying by Jasper Johns. Newton's machine is like this. You take an input, you feed it to the machine, it gives you an output, then you feed it back to the machine and you repeat the process. Take a tiny dot on the canvas, move it somewhere else, then move it somewhere else, then move it somewhere else, then somewhere else, using some algorithms. more points than, well, artistry, I guess. Art is on the eyes of beholder. These are all images that I'm showing you are based on a single polynomial. If there is a collage, I will tell you. Symmetry. Cathedral. Some quotes, well, of course, everybody likes to brag about quotes that people have given about his or her work, so I'll give some quotes. Lose your fear of math. I like that from Discover magazine. And in fact, because of that, I have received emails from teachers who say, well, when is your software ready? We'd like to have it, because I want to lose my fear of math too, they say, or for the kids. Ivers Peterson, Lafar, professor of physics, and a professor of math from Pennsylvania, a French professor, Argentinian professor, and probably some of the loveliest quotes is from kids, like this one from Illinois. It was a workshop at Western Illinois University, my brother's university, in a girls plus math camp. And this is what she says, and I like that, because it doesn't say professor blah, 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 but it says polynomiography, and she probably doesn't know, has forgotten my name, but she remembers polynomiography. This is the way I like it. And just a week ago, or two weeks ago, we had this so-called Rutgers Day, and this is what a nine years old boy told me. I didn't know math could make such a beautiful images. This is when he himself was playing with the software, with a demo, generating some images. He wasn't talking about me. What is a polynomial equation and what is it good for? Polynomial equation is solving for x, the unknown x. What is 17% of 3574? That's a linear equation. If I know the length of two sides of a right triangle, can I measure the length of the hypotenuse? This is solving a polynomial equation. What is the square root of 2, and how do I compute it? This is a very natural question. What is the Riemann hypothesis problem? What is an open problem? Why is there a $1 million prize on that? Riemann hypothesis is not about solving the polynomial equation, but it's about zeros of an analytic function. Our first encounter with the polynomial equation is a linear equation we learn in middle schools, word problems. And this is what Danica McKellar is an actress, popular actress. She has this book, Math Doesn't Suck. And when a math problem asks you to find the value of x, the goal is to isolate x by doing things to both sides of the equation until x is all by itself on one side, and then there is a number on the other side, and that number is your answer. She has this popular bestseller book. Well, she's right. But in most real-life problems, we don't solve linear equations. We have to solve nonlinear equations. Why is solving a polynomial equation important? The very idea of abstract thinking and using mathematical notations are largely due to the study of polynomial equations, blah, 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 and Victor Pan. This is a quote from Victor Pan. A futuristic love story. I have made up this love story, and I actually first gave it in a presentation in Vienna. I like to make the point that a point on a plane is a number. Kids know how to find locations on map, but why then can't they learn about operating on points, thinking of them as complex numbers? So the setting is a street in the city in the world. I used Vienna when I was in Vienna, but let's say this is New Brunswick, you know. A woman, excuse me, sir, is there any post office around here? Yes, mademoiselle, you'll find one at any of the routes of x cubed minus 1. Woman, thank you, that's very romantic. Man, may I invite you to dinner at your favorite restaurant? Woman, after a pause, I cannot promise, but my favorite restaurant location is a solution to this polynomial. So the woman leaves, the man falls in love. He uses polynomiography to create an art piece from it. In the process, he discovers a unique shape in the solutions. And knowing the restaurant location now, he desperately searches for her and eventually finds her, sitting alone. He presents her the artwork. This is the artwork. She immediately falls in love. Not because this looks like a romantic heart, but because the guy was smart enough to figure out that, you know, she had placed these in the shape of a heart, that equation. So they decided to get married, and they have these many children. What is the moral of the story? Solving a polynomial equation could be romantic. Solutions of polynomial equations are like locations on a map. We can hide any bunch of locations behind a single polynomial equation. Polynomiography can turn any equation, scary looking or not, into a beautiful image. Solving polynomial equations could be a beautiful experience. How do I select a cool polynomial? A kid might ask. There are many ways, infinitely many ways, in fact. No polynomial is uncool. You can select a polynomial through its coefficients. This is the way we usually know. Somebody says, give me a polynomial, you say 2x cubed minus 3x plus 5. But you could also say, here is a bunch of points. So the software, the demo, for instance, that we have, it allows you to select the points via their locations by a click of a mouse. And you can even convert an ordinary number into a polynomial. Let's say you take your bank account number or social security number, and you can convert it in this one obvious way into a polynomial. Then you see how this is converted into a polynomial. 0, 3, 3x, etc., linear, quadratic. Then you can capture infinitely many polynomial graphs of this. This is one polynomial graph of that number. Could this lead to a futuristic ID number? Maybe. At the very least, polynomiography's ability to encrypt ordinary numbers visually encourages the youth to take an interest in numbers and polynomials, in the process of which they will learn and discover many properties of these and many others. They really have done this thing with kids, and they ask beautiful questions about polynomials, questions that I haven't even seen grown-ups ask. Polynomiography in the media, well, this is a visualization of x squared minus 1 on the cover of computer graphics C graph, the cover of Princeton University book. This is the cover of my book, Alhambra's Meeting. Symmetry is central to modern physics. This was used for physics war. In Muy Interesante, Spain's magazine, Popular Science, Finland's magazine, this is a Montreal magazine, and even our own New Jersey Savvy, the New Jersey Savvy Living. Also, okay, in schools, I have taught courses, first year seminars at Rutgers. They made a cake using one of the images that they created with the polynomiography software. Here is from a middle school in New Jersey. Here is from Girls Plus Math Camp, 6th to 8th graders at Western Illinois University with my brother Iraj Kalantari and Fyodor Andreev, who is here. You will hear about him more. He's the one who has implemented the demo that some of you may have had access to. And of course, we have all been collaborating on what to make a good demo. Here is one of the students at work. Here is a happy polynomiographer. So the kids really seem to like this. You see a totally different side of something you see every day. I've never seen anything like it before, and it's very fun to do. I teach a undergraduate numerical analysis course at Rutgers, and I've seldom seen people saying this is really a fun course to take for solving polynomial equations. So kids really seem to like it. Likewise, teachers are very interested. I learn new ways to motivate my students. I hope to find use for these ideas and activities in a museum, etc. So it just goes on and on. I have really never met anyone who says, oh, this is useless. In art, I'll just show you a diversity of images. These two images are based on a single polynomial, just using different techniques. Life and death. Mathematics of a heart. Mona Lisa. This is one of my favorite images, Party on the Brooklyn Bridge, that incidentally I forgot to thank Radmila for making that beautiful website with the images that all the contributors had sent us. Radmila designed that website. Masked Queen, this is based on a visualization or approximation of pi. So you can move on to more general functions once you have played with polynomials. In exhibitions, here is at the Rutgers Art Library. That's the best way to get these images exhibited. Here is, incidentally, Rutgers President McCormick at the exhibition. Here is an exhibition of high school students, Montgomery High School students in New Jersey, who had access to a demo software, and they created their artwork, and it has become a permanent exhibit at their school. That's the beauty of it, that students get inspired to create their own art. Polynomiography in design. This is a carpet that we have at home. And the design on this inspired me to come up with this polynomial graph, an appropriate polynomial equation, and then this, which was inspired by the carpet. And I thought it might be interesting to turn it into a carpet. So made a carpet out of it. And in fact, I have the actual carpet. I can show it to you. Here is another polynomial graph based on the same equation. And I thought that would be nice to be turned into a carpet as well. So this is a family picture of the three carpets, the original and the two inspired by it. There are many more carpets to be made. A girl with a secret. Do you know what her secret is? If you turn her upside down, she has an image of herself in her face. Artists and polynomiography. We can connect artists with polynomiography in a way. Does anyone recognize this? Well, the left side is by Klee. The right one is by polynomiography. Everybody, I suppose, recognizes this, Picasso. I'm not comparing here myself with Picasso, but I'm just saying that the possibilities are there, and somehow it is amazing that when we deal with polynomial equations that we have only treated them mathematically, that they could give rise to such a vast possible domain of images. Anyone recognizes this? So Luet, and the right one is by polynomiography. So Luet was an algorithmic artist. He would draw things on a wall. And this one, the left is by Klimt, and the right one is by, looks like a fractal kind of an image. Could have very well worked as a dress for the lady in Klimt's painting. This is the left is the right is by polynomiography. The left was it provoked Lillian Schwartz, who will be here tomorrow, to create this image inspired by that. Okay, I was this was summer of 2000, where I was thinking, can I make a U.S. flag using polynomiography? Of course, everybody knows how to make draw a flag, American. You put a flag in front of you and you draw the stars. But then I started thinking, well, how do I make stripes? So first I came up with this. The whole thing took me actually summer of 2000. And then I came up with this, as if the blue is emerging. Then I found a way of finding a star, and I collaged that onto this image. And this is a close-up of a star. And then I found this manifold, and a different kind of star. So I call these five images evolution of stars and stripes. Endless designs with a single polynomial, acrobats. These are all based on essentially a single formula. This one is scary. I call it the origin of death. This is a virtual sculpture based on acrobats, one of the images that I have. I would very much like to see some of these images in stone, as Hillemann does. To whom can polynomiography appeal? Can it appeal to kids? Can it appeal to Hollywood? Can it lead to games? I claim that the answer to all these is yes. This is Ms. Polly. She's based on a single polynomial equation I discovered. Her lips come from another polynomial equation. And she's very opinionated. She says, just give me a bunch of dots and I'll make Picasso jealous. Because she feels that with a single dots you can create so many different images based on the corresponding polynomial equation. L3. Snoopy. And this one is called ZT. And he says, is popularization of polynomiography possible, do you think? This is my last slide. Thank you. This afternoon, you will all get a chance to work on this demo software at the lab, both myself and Fyodor Andreev, and possibly Raj Kalantari, my brother, would also help. Yes?
How many tries did it take you to get the carpet into an equation, a single equation? How much can you anticipate?
Yes, it's a very good question. There are some, as you see, some of the images here remind you of fractal. I mean, there are fractal images, in fact. But the reason why I called it polynomiography was not to have a coup d'etat against fractals, but it was because there are many techniques really here. I mean, I can go on about that. I have a book, but there is element of control in creating this. And the carpet that you saw was in fact based on a z cubed minus 2. I took z to the 12 minus 1, okay, and I multiplied that by another equation of the type, except that I rotated z to the, and I changed the radius, and then another one. So I took essentially three polynomials of degree 12 and interlaced these, played with them, and I liked the one that I came up with, and this is it. My wife now will say that I look like a carpet beater, but maybe somebody will make me an offer I can't refuse. This is how. So you see three z squared minus one factor rotated. You can design. You can control. You will see that.
You can anticipate. You can anticipate the visual output.
Absolutely. Exactly. You will learn to anticipate. And there are so many parameters, really, when we are doing this with Iraj Kantari and Fyodor Andreev, so many parameters that we can play with. We really don't want to make it too complex. It would be like a camera with so many knobs. But there is element of control. Yes.
So the user chooses an initial color scheme, and what are the colors representing that?
Yes, there is a default. We can get a default way of changing. Software by default gives you a particular image. And then you can go on changing that.
So, I understand what you're doing with LoopNet's algorithm, but I don't know what you're putting in and what the colors are representing.
Okay. Well, there is really a lot that can be said about this. That's why I wrote this book called Polynomial Root Finding and Polynomiography. It's about 500 pages. I could have put another couple of pages on that. I still talked about the theory, basically. The algorithm becomes endless. I mean, if you look at, say, even z cubed minus 1, the ordinary way is that you're looking at the basins of attractions, the three colors for the basins of attractions. But even that you could change. And there are parameters that manipulate the Juliosity itself. I had some undergraduates, in fact, who will have their poster presentations if they show up. They have done some manipulation of, even with ZQ minus 1. Yes?
You mentioned only polynomials, but I'm sure you also tried analytic functions.
Yes. We go to analytic functions as well. Yes.
And how can you guess the result for such functions?
How can we?
Have you some idea what such functions may show?
Well, from a theoretical point of view, too, there are properties that can be proven for polynomials. And some of them I really don't know how they would work for general analytic functions. But I must tell you that I have used some of the techniques that I learned from polynomiography to, for instance, approximation of pi. I have some formulas, which are new formulas for approximation of pi. I don't know if they are the kind of practical formulas that the Borwines, for instance, or Bailey's would use. But you can use the same techniques. And one of the images I had was based on that sort of approximation. So you could go on to other functions. Yes? Sorry, my dear.
How stable are these images?
How
would the points like image change every?
Yeah, well, dynamical system. So, there is, depends on where you are, Yeah, but if you change your polynomial, in fact, if you take a polynomial and here is what some of the kids did, they take a polynomial and they say, oh, what happens if you change the constant term a little bit? What happens? What happens if you change the coefficients of z squared continuously? What would happen to that? You can get beautiful animations out of that. And you will see continuous changes. You see how Juliosity change. We have a pretty good demo. I mean, at this point, it's been
cannot say that it's a full software at this point, but it has a lot of capabilities. You get a feel for symmetries and so forth to create a beautiful image or math or formulas. Can you invert that and say which mathematical choices create the ugliest images?
I think beauty or ugliness is in the minds of the beholder. I mean, there is, you can, let me tell you this, that some of the interesting images I think I have gotten, I mean, you start with a polynomial, usually everybody thinks of polynomials as real coefficients. And this is a big mistake I think people are making, even in education, because we even if you are trying to find the zeros of a polynomial with real coefficients, the imaginary polynomial, the roots are there. They are in another dimension. They are affecting the way algorithm works even on the real line. So, but you know, there is an intrinsic symmetry if you take reals because of the conjugate roots are also. Am I going over to one?
Yes.
Well, I had two comments. One was what was brought up about.
Can you speak up?
The first comment was following on that question. If you can warp from one picture to another by changing the coefficient.
Yes.
I mean, that was what came up.
Yes, you can.
So I didn't see any of this morphing going on.
I don't have time, though, to show all these.
Yeah. The other thing is, you began by talking about fundamental operations like addition, subtraction, multiplication. Now, you can do all these things with matrices.
Yes.
Now, what's attractive about matrices is you're not locked into two dimensions. So you can do sculptures.
Yes. Yes, I actually, you raised a beautiful question. I know about this also in our email exchange. So why not go on to quaternions? Yes, and that is a beautiful question. I think we can go and get some interesting things, maybe project back into dimension three. There are lots of open questions. I mean, polynomial root finding is by no means dead as some, is not a dead subject. It's a very lively subject. Yes?
You don't need the T property. You don't need to go to the quaternions. You just need the ring.
Right. That's why I said matrix.
Yes.
Matrix is probably the easiest access.
But to prove some of the properties you prove about polynomials, you know, they don't just accept. You have to study them. I believe they're open.
With the quaternions, you have a fundamental theorem of algebra. You like this theorem.
Yes, I like it very much. I will look at quaternions for sure. You have inspired me to look at them. I will.
I know you will.
Thank you very much.